Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
As we first reported yesterday on WBAL Radio, the Ravens are reinstating their very popular open training camp practices this summer for fans. Ravens VP and writer of the Byrne Identity blog, Kevin Byrne, joins us to talk more about some August fun. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you
Great.
Today?
Great. How's your summer?
Very good. Very
awesome.
Good. So we're finished with a lot of football activities. We still have some rookies around here, and they'll be finished by the end of the week. And then actually the coaches will get to take some time off before we head back here for the start of training camp on July 21st early.
It'll be here before you know it, right?
Yes, it will be.
All right, let's talk about these practices. I remember talking with you about them last year, and Annapolis was kind of the experiment, as I recall.
It
so
was,
popular.
And we had a great crowd down there, and we got around 30,000 people. We hope to be able to do the same thing. We'll be down at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium on Sunday, August 4th, and that'll be the first of three consecutive Sundays where we kind of take our training camp on the road. The following Sunday on August 11th, we'll be at M&T Bank Stadium. And then finally on August 18th, we're going over to Stevenson University off Owings Mills Boulevard. That one is a ticketed event. Everything's free. But for Stevenson, because they only have 3,000 seats, you have to go to our website and get into a lottery for the tickets.
And they'll be given out, a couple weeks in advance? Or
yes, we'll notify all the winners. And, of course, we'll do the same thing we did throughout training camp as we did a year ago. We'll bring in 200 fans every day to get a chance to be one of those fans. You can go to our website, BaltimoreRavens.com, and click on the training camp and enter the lottery, and we'll have people here at practice every day. We can only hold about 200 safely here at our facility in Owings Mills.
I remember when we talked about doing these open practices, and it was a little bit of a learning curve on how they would work. It seems to me they worked so great the first time, you haven't had to change much.
We really did. It did work last year. You know, the 200 fans who were coming here every day, we were able to have kids groups every day. Our players were really gracious after practice, after a long, hard practice, sometimes up to 3 hours of practice, would still go over and spend some time and sign some autograph for the kids who are here. And then the three practices outside our facility, the one at the stadium, the one down at Navy, they of course, can have huge crowds to attend. And then the one at Stevenson is another good event we had last year. We had a lot of requests for those tickets, and we anticipate that we'll get a lot more requests than we have space for, but we think the fans who do win this lottery, they'll have a lot of fun. And we'll make decisions for those who win the lottery. The lottery will end July 1st, and then we'll start soon after that notifying people who have won for the practices that start in late July and continue through the first couple of weeks of August.
Yeah, I know Steve Bisciotti really liked that Annapolis gathering as his sort of hometown.
Did.
And
he did.
It's fun for him.
He and Kevin Plank came together, and it was just a great night. It was kind of a cooler night. The fans had a lot of fun. We had all the players sign autographs for the kids afterwards. And that whole Navy Stadium view is just gorgeous down there in Annapolis. And I know a lot of people went to practice and then went downtown Annapolis, got some dinner, and had a whole day of it.
Kevin Byrne, Baltimore Ravens, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, read the Byrne Identity. You'll get some inside scoop there, right?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. There's one up now where John Harbaugh actually let me come into the team meeting last week, and he kind of gave the message for the season, and it was fun to be in there.
Great. We'll post all those links on our website, WBAL.com. As always, great talking with you, Kevin.
Thanks a lot, Mary Beth.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.